Well, my family and I are happy to be here.
我和我的家人很高兴能够在这里与大家 团契。
Well, in this Wash Night service, what are we supposed to do?
在这个守夜联合崇拜，我们应该做什么呢？
We were supposed to watch and pray.
我们是要守夜，是要祷告。
Well, what better time than this to end the year with a service?
能够有这个聚会是非常好的。
Well, thank God for Tabernacle BB Church.
所以为这樟木堂而感谢神。
Well, may God continue to bless all of us.
愿神继续的来赐福于我们。
We have a very heavy topic this evening.
我们这个晚上有一个很沉重的讲题。
Well, the coming world system.
是未来的世界一体制。
Either you sleep now or you cannot sleep later.
你现在睡，不然的话，当会就睡不着了。
Well, it's a very interesting subject that we are going to consider this evening.
我们这个晚上能。讨论这个 讲题是非常有趣的。
Now, of course, when we come to the book of Revelation, maybe some will have some fear.
当我们来到启示录的 这本书的时候，我们可能有些惧怕。
Because of Apostle John's scary vision.
因为使徒约翰有一些很可怕的预兆。
Now, the vision of the last days.
这些意象是末了的预兆。
I used to be very fearful of Revelation.
我对启示录以前都很惧怕。
Simple reason, I cannot understand.
因为一个原因，因为我不明白。
So until I entered into Far Eastern Bible College.
直到我进入了远东神学院。
And so anyone who is fearful tonight.
所以今晚有人惧怕吗？
Well, you can make your New Year resolution.
你可以有你的新的一年的一个目标。
Welcome to FEBC to study. Well, the systematic theology, which is one of the subject, will be eschatology.
就是你新的一年的目标，可以来远东神学院就报读其中一个科目，就是系统神学末世论。
So the doctrine of the last thing is very interesting.
末世论是非常有趣的。
You help us to know where we are right now.
帮助我们知道我们现在在哪个时代。
From the beginning of time to the church age today.
从起初到今天这个教会的时代。
Now, if you are not a believer, you may not be interested in all these things.
如果你不是信徒的话，你可能不对这些感兴趣。
But if you are a believer,
可是如果你是信主的。
And God has given us His word.
神给了我们他的话语。
And God has revealed His will for us in His word.
也通过他的话语告诉了他对我们的旨意。
And so we are not kept in the dark.
我们不是在黑暗中的。
Well, we do not like to be kept in the dark.
我们不喜欢在黑暗中。
No, there may be some people who like, oh, no, that mysterious, feeling.
可能有些人喜欢这些神秘的感觉。
Maybe some will be like me. I want to know everything.
可能有些人像我一样，我想知道所有事情。
Now, God wants us to know what is happening around us today.
神要我们知道我们现在发生的一切事。
He doesn't want us to be kept in the dark.
他不要我们是在黑暗中的。
He wants us to walk with our eyes open.
他要我们是眼睛张开的来行走。
And to walk wisely.
是要有智慧的来行。
And with His word that is revealed to us, well, we can walk in the light.
我们可以在亮光走，是靠着神的话语。
Because we are no more in darkness.
因为我们不在黑暗中了。
And so may God help us this evening.
所以愿神帮助我们在这个晚上。
Now let's turn to keep our Bible open to Revelation chapter 13.
我们把圣经翻开在启示录第十三章。
Now, before we look at this chapter, we want to understand where we are right now.
在我们还没有看 这段经文的时候，我们要了解我们现在在什么时代。
Now, of course, we are here in this service.
当然，我们现在 身在这个崇拜。
But the question I want to ask you is, are we with God or are we not with God?
可是我的问题是，我们与神同在还是不与神同在
呢？ I hope you will not belittle this question.
我希望你们不会看小这个问题。
The reason is because if we were to be able to answer this question, then what we are looking at the word of God in Revelation chapter 13 will be of meaning to us.
原因是我们如果可以回答这个问题，这启示录第十三章对我们来说就非常有意义了。
Revelation 13 can be a comfort to us.
启示录第十三章可以对我们来说是安慰的。
But only when we are with God.
只有我们与神同在。
And so this is one thing we must realize, that if we are God's people, Then God's word will speak to us.
这是我们要了解的。如果我们是神的子民，神的话语一定与我们说话。
So no matter where we are found, we are God's people.
不论我们身在何处，我们是神的子民。
God is in our midst.
神与我们同在。
Well, we have just remembered the Christmas.
我们刚刚纪念了圣诞。
Jesus Christ is the Emmanuel.
主耶稣是以马内利。
God with us.
就是神与人同在。
So are we with God? Or are we not with God?
所以我们是否与神同在呢？
Now we are found in church does not mean that we are with God.
我们在身在教会里不代表我们与神同在。
I'm sure you all know this.
我相信大家都知道。
Because many may be found in church, but they are not with God.
可是因为许多人可能身在教会当中，但是他们没有 与神同在。
Their hearts are far away from God.
他们的心远离了神。
The word of God does not speak to them.
这神的话语没有与他们说话。
And so what are they doing in church?
所以他们在教会做什么呢？
I do not know.
我其实不知道。
But I hope we will not be among these people.
我希望我们不是所描述的。
We are here because we want to know what does God want us to know in His word.
我们来到这里是要知道神的话语要告诉我们教导我们什么。
Well, are you part of this one world system?
你是否是在这世界一体制当中呢？
Now, when we realize that we are with God, we will know that we are not part of this one world system.
如果我们与神同在的话，我们就不是在这世界的一体制度。
Now, we are in the world.
我们身在这世界里。
Anyone not in the world?
这里没有人，任何人是不处在这世界吗？
Out in the outer space.
是在外太空吗？
You just have to check your own IC.
你只需要看你自己的身份证。
It has our home address.
有我们的地址。
And our home address is in this world.
我们地址是处在这世界里。
And so no doubt about that.
所以没有疑惑的。
And so we are in this world.
我们身在这世界里。
But we are not of the world.
可是我们不属这世界。
And so because we are not of the world, we are not part of this world system.
因为我们不属于这世界，我们不属于这世界的一体制度。
Now the title is the coming one world system.
讲题是未来的世界一体制。
And so is this one world system arrived already or is still on the way?
所以这个世界一体制到底是来了吗？还是即将来到？
Maybe Peter Kerman can answer.
可能周传道可以回答。
What do you think?
你们认为呢？
Is it already here?
是已经到来了吗？
Actually the answer is both.
其实答案是
It is here and it is still coming.
答案是来了，但是
It is building up.
Okay,
it is building up.
所以是在来的当中。
Now we know that Satan is the one who is the ruler of this world.
我们知道撒旦是统治这世界的。
Now we also know that God is in full control.
但我们也知道神其实是主宰。
But at this time, the one who is ruling the world is the prince of the air, who is Satan himself.
可是这个时候掌管这世界的是撒旦。
And so what we have in this chapter is all about him.
所以我们在这节，我们在这章我们读到的就是包括他。
Revelation chapter 13 gave to us the unholy Trinity.
其实启示录告诉了我们这不圣洁的三体。
Now we know about the Holy Trinity.
我们知道三位一体。
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
父神，天父，父子，圣子跟圣灵。
What about the unholy Trinity?
可是这不圣洁的三位呢？
Well, you have Satan.
我们有撒旦。
Who want to imitate God the Father.
他要像圣天父一样。
Well, before he fallen, he is an angel of God.
因为在他堕落之前，他是神的天使。
One of the most beautiful angels.
非常美丽的天使。
But because of pride.
但是因为骄傲。
He want to be the most high God.
他要成为至高的神。
And so therefore, he fell.
所以他就堕落最终。
Because he want to be God.
因为他想成为神。
Now he always want to imitate God.
所以他是想要效仿天父。
So as we have God the Father, we also have God the Son.
我们有天父，我们也有圣子。
And so Satan also has someone who is after his image.
所以撒旦也有人要来假冒基督耶稣。
And that is the Antichrist.
那就是敌基督。
Or we also call the beast.
我们也称为兽。
And he was given power by Satan.
是撒旦给他那权柄。
And we also read this in this chapter.
我们是在这一章读到的。
Now over here we see the name dragon in verse 2.
我们在这里在第二节我们看到那称为龙。
Now much had been mentioned about the dragon in Revelation chapter 12.
在第十二章已经提到这龙。
But due to time constraint, I will not go into it.
可是因为时间的关系我不会描述。
But in the last part of verse 2, and we see the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
可是第二节的后半部我们看到那龙将自己的能力座位和大权柄都给了他。
And so Satan, with the dragon, gave the Antichrist the power and authority.
所以撒旦是那龙，他把他的权柄、他的能力给了敌基督。
Now remember when Jesus gave us the Great Commission.
记得当主耶稣给我们大使命的时候。
Matthew 28:18-20.
马太福音第28章第18到20节。
What did Jesus say?
主耶稣说什么
？All power is given unto me.
主耶稣说，所有的能力都给了我。
Now who gave the power to the Lord Jesus Christ?
谁把这能力给了主耶稣基督呢
？God the Father.
是天父。
And so right here we are seeing the dragon giving the power, his seat, and great authority to the Antichrist, the beast.
所以这里我们看到撒旦把他的权柄给了这敌基督这兽。
And so we have the second person of the unholy Trinity.
所以兽这敌基督就是这。不圣洁的三位的第二位。
Now, in fact, from verse 1 to verse 7, it was all about this Antichrist, the beast.
在启示录第十三章第一到七节都是关于这敌基督这兽的。
What about the third person?
那第三位呢
？The second beast.
就是第二只兽。
Which is from verse 10 or verse 11 onward.
是从第十、第十一节过后。
So we will not go into it.
我们也不会谈论这。
So we can see that Satan is always trying to imitate God.
所以我们看到撒旦一直都要模仿效仿神。
Now what do we have in this passage for us tonight?
我们今晚这篇经文能够教导我们什么呢
？Now Apostle John in his vision said in verse 1.
使徒约翰在第一节这么说道。
And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horn ten crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy.
我又看见一个兽从海中上来，有十角七头，在十角上带着十个冠冕，七头上有亵渎的名号。
Now this is where we see the beast bearing the image of the dragon.
这里我们就看到这兽。有了这龙的形象。
Now in Revelation chapter 12 verse 3, we see the same description.
我们在第十二章第三节，我们看到同样的形容词。
We read in Revelation chapter 12 verse 3, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his head.
启示录第十二章第三节，天上又显出异象来，有一条大红龙。七头十角，七头上带着七个冠冕。
Now there are two separate beings.
这里有两个意思。
The beast is not the dragon.
两个不同的人，一个是龙，一个是兽。
The dragon is Satan himself.
龙就是撒旦。
And this beast is a man.
这兽是其实是一个人。
He is the Antichrist.
他就是敌基督。
And of course, today many are trying to predict.Or speculate who is the Antichrist?
当然，今天很多人都在猜测谁是这敌基督。
Well, some say Obama.
有些人说奥巴马。
Well, we do not know.
我们不知道。
But the time will come that this Antichrist will be revealed.
可是时间会到来，这敌基督会显现出来。
And he bears the same image of the dragon.
他的形象是如这龙一样。
Having seven heads, ten horns.And a crown on his horn.
他有七个头，十个角，那头上脚上都有冠冕。
Now maybe some of you have observed the difference.
可能有些人已经看出那不同在不
同之处。Now the dragon has his crown on his head.
那龙他的冠冕是在他头上。
But the beast had his crown on his horn.
可是那兽他的冠冕是在他的脚上。
The horn represents strength and power.
脚代表的就是他的力量。
And this strength and power is given unto him.
这力量是龙给他的。
As what we have read in chapter 13.
就如我们在第十三章所读到的。
Okay, chapter 13, we will read about it.
我们在十三章会读到
the last part of verse 2，
在第二节的最后一部分。
Now when we come back to chapter 13, verse 2, we see the body of the beast is like unto the leopard, the bear, and the lion.
我们在第二节前半部分，我们看到这兽的形象像豹、像熊、像狮子。
Now maybe some of you have attended Reverend Quack's the class on Daniel.
可能有些人上过郭全佑牧师关于但以理书的教导。
Now Daniel chapter 7 give us the same description.
但以理书第七章给了我们同样的形容。
Well, of course, we will not turn to it tonight.
当然，我们不会翻到那里去。
Now give us the same description of four beasts. Okay, a lion, a bear, a leopard, and then a fourth, a terrifying beast.
有在但以理书第七章有四个兽，有狮子。有熊有豹，最后一个是非常可怕的野兽。
And so this first beast of Revelation chapter 13 is a combination of Daniel's four beasts.
所以这第十三章这只野兽是那单一里的四个野兽的混合体。
And what Daniel was describing was the world, the four world empires.
单一里所形容的就是那当时候的世界强国。
The Babylon.
就是巴比伦帝国
，The Middle Persian，
波斯帝国
，Greece，
希腊帝国
，And the Roman，
和罗马帝国。
And so the four beasts represent the four empires that oppose God and His people。
所以那四野兽就是来形容这世界的强国，他们如何的制止神和神的人。
And this span more than 1,000 years。
这些都超过了1,000年。
And so similarly, the beast that came out of the sea in Revelation chapter 13.It's the Antichrist that will oppose God and His people.
同样，这只兽从海中出来的这只兽，就是那敌基督，就会来对抗神和神的人。
In fact, he will seek to destroy God's people.
他其实是要消灭神的子民。
And so the beast is like the dragon.
所以这兽是像那龙一样。
Hating God.
是憎恨神的。
And God's people.
也憎恨神的子民。
Now, so this is the spirit behind.The one world system.
这就是这世界一体制背后的这目标。
The one world system is under the rule of the Antichrist.
这世界的一体制是敌基督所掌管的。
And so definitely this rule will not lead you to God.
所以这个制度不会带领我们到神那里。
It will only lead you to anti God.
这个制度只会带领我们远离神。
So it will always be out to undermine God and His word.
这个制度会要对抗神和神的话语。
Now, how does this undermining of God result in?
那这个对抗神跟神的话语会产生什么结果呢？
Now, it will play on the emotion of the people.
会煽动人的情绪。
Look at verse 3.
我们看第三节。
And I saw one of his heads as he was wounded to death.And his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast.
第三节，我看见兽的七头中有一个似乎受了死伤，那死伤却医好了，全地的人都稀奇跟从那兽。
Now this beast, the Antichrist, tried to imitate the Lord Jesus Christ.
这只兽，这敌基督就是要模仿基督。
Now we must observe what Apostle John is.Drawing the connection for us.
我们要来看约翰所告诉我们这关联。
Now, I'm not sure in the Mandarin, but I think in the English, the word wounded here in verse 3 is actually the same word found in verse 8 of the word slain.
第三节这似乎受了死伤，其实跟第八节被杀之羔羊那被杀的字是一样的。
So verse 8 we see the lamb that was slain.
第八节我们看到被杀的之羔羊。
But then in verse 3, we see that it is the Antichrist that was wounded.
我们在第三节看到敌基督受了死伤。
And so we see the comparison that Apostle John was bringing to us.
所以我们看到使徒约翰所要做的比较。
Well, we have to understand that the beast was dead, killed, buried, and somehow came to life, just like the Lord Jesus Christ was.
所以这受被杀死了被埋，但是又不知如何的复活了，就像
基督一样。 Now we also see many other connections.
我们也看到其他的关联。
Just as Jesus is the image bearer of God, the Father.
就像主耶稣基督是神的印印。
Then the beast is the image bearer of the dragon.
是神的形象，就像兽是那龙的形象一样。
And Jesus also had many crowns.
耶稣也有很多冠冕。
And this Antichrist also wears many crowns.
这敌基督也有很多冠冕。
And then the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ, received power from God.
这羔羊是主耶稣是从神得到权柄的。
And then this beast also received power from the dragon.
这兽也是从这龙得到权柄的。
Now the Lord Jesus Christ received worship because he is God.
主耶稣得到崇拜，因为他是神。
But this Antichrist, the beast, also received worship from the people.
这敌基督也是从人得到崇拜。
Now we see that in verse 4.
我们在第四节看得到。
And they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast.
又拜那龙，因为他将自己的权柄给了兽，也拜兽。
And so over here we see the plan of Satan very clearly.
所以这里我们看到很清楚的看到撒旦的计划。
No, it's a real thing and a false thing.
就是一个真的和一个假的。
The Holy Trinity and the Unholy Trinity.
那三位一体的真神和这不圣洁的三位。
Now, if you do not know God's word, you'll be deceived easily.
如果你不晓得神的话语，你就会被欺哄。
And that's exactly what Satan wants you to do.
这就是撒旦所要我们做的。
When he knows that he cannot keep God's word away from the people.
当他知道他不能把神的话语隐藏从神、
so、
从人身上隐藏，他会做什么？
What will he do?
他会做什么？
He will confuse you.
他会使我们混乱。
He will flood the whole nation with false doctrine.
他会让世界充满了假的教义。
And that's what he's doing today.
就是他今天所在做的事。
But we have the charismatic movement which claim to be Christian.
我们有灵恩派，他们称自己为基督徒。
You know, it's a very excellent way to deceive the people of God.
是个非常好的方法来欺骗人。
You just present another Christ of the Bible.
就把圣经中的基督描述成另外一个基督。
The false Christ.
是一个假的基督。
Then that's it. People will follow the wrong Savior.
人们就会跟随一个错误的救赎主。
Now the wrong Savior cannot save.
这错误的救赎主不能拯救。
Why? Because, well, they will tell you a different doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
为什么呢？因为他们会教导我们关于圣灵的不同的教义。
Explaining the scriptures in another way.
用不同的方法来解释神的话语。
Well, we have to come back to the scriptures again.
我们要回到神的话。
And always to compare scriptures with scriptures.
要用不同的经文彼此的来对应。
You know, the truth is,Just right where God has preserved for us.
我们就能知道神所保守的真理。
But when God said it so plainly, let us believe it.
当神这么清清楚楚的说了，让我们来相信。
That's why we must pray for the leaders of the church.
所以我们要为教会的领袖祷告。
They are given a very heavy responsibility to lead the church in the right direction.
他们有一个沉重的职责，要带领教会走正确
的路。Satan is working very hard.
撒旦非常的努力。
He's working very hard to confuse the church.
努力来混淆教会。
And all of us must double up our effort to be diligent in our study of God's word.
所以我们在座都要努力学习神的话语。
We must know God's word through and through.
我们要很彻底的了解神的话语。
So that we will not be easily deceived.
好让我们不会轻易的被欺骗。
And so Satan just loves to imitate the real thing.
所以撒旦就是要假冒这真实的。
No, with so many products today,Well, we find it so hard to know the real from the false one.
我们在市场上有非常多的产品，我们不知道哪个是真的，哪个是假的。
But we wish that someone would have a special eye to be able to detect all these things.
我们希望有人能够有特别的眼睛，可以看出真假。
Now, spiritual realm is the same.
在属灵方面也一样。
We need a very special eye to understand.The word of God.
我们要一个特别的眼睛来明白神的话语。
Please don't misunderstand me, or you have to consult some divination.
不要误会我，这不是说你要去看一些神医。
The Holy Spirit is the teacher.
我们的老师就是圣灵。
We cannot understand God's word just by our intellect.
我们不能靠着自己的智慧明白神的话语。
Well, we must understand God's word with God the Holy Spirit.
我们要靠着神圣灵的帮助来明白神的话语。
And so we have to be discerning.
所以我们需要能够分辨。
Now the whole world was astonished and following the beast.
这全世界都稀奇，都在跟从那兽。
We're reading it in verse 4.
我们回到第四节。
Because they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him?
他们拜那龙，因为他将自己的权柄给了兽，也拜兽说，谁能比这兽，谁能与他交战呢？
Now is there anything unattractive about this one world system?
这世界一体制有什么不吸引人的方面吗？
But they will come to you and appeal to you. Let us come together in unity.
他们会来到你面前，然后跟你说，让我们一起的来，同心协力。
Let us love one another.
让我们彼此的来相爱。
Well, very Christian words that they use.
他们用的话语非常的像基督徒一样。
Let us not go against one another.
他们说我们不要彼此的来，摩擦。
Then they will say, "Oh, all religion leads to the same God."
他们会说所有的宗教都归为同一个神。
So let us not try to convert one another.
所以我们不要彼此的来计较。
Let us try to understand one another's religion.
我们要彼此的了解彼此的宗教。
And so they will conduct just like educational tour.
所以他们就会有一些教育的展览。
Some will go to the churches.
有些会到教会去。
And then another time they will go to the temple.
过后去庙里。
And then another time they will go to the mosque.
或是去其他的宗教场所。
Well, have you received invitation to go for such tours?
你没有得到邀请去这些其他的地方呢？
Well, I know of one BP church that was invited to join this tour.
我知道有一个有一个长老会，他们教堂收到了这个邀请。
And this BB church sent two elders.
这个笃信圣经长老会就派了两个长老。
They went into the temple.
他们到了那庙里。
And they enjoyed the vegetarian food.
他们在那里吃斋。
What would you do if you are this elder?
如果你是那长老，你会怎么反应呢？
I hope you will not join them.
我希望你不会参加。
Well, so far in our GRC, we have not received any invitation.
现在为止我们没有接受到任何这样的邀请。
But we are all prepared.
可是我们都已经做好准备了。
Now, there's no need to be so harsh to them.
我们不需要对他们非常的刻薄。
There's no need to reject them flat.
我们不需要很强烈的来
No, we just kindly refuse the invitation.
我们可以很诚意的诚恳的跟他们说我们不会。
But we cannot join them.
可是我们不能参加他们。
Because to join them, what it is to...Join into this one world system.
因为参加就是加入这世界的一体制。
Then we will lose all the testimony to want to evangelize to these people who need God.
我们的见证就会失去了。
Now there's no need for us to call them names.
我们也不需要给他们取名字。
There's no need for us to humiliate them.
我们不需要鄙视他们。
We just have to tell the truth.
我们只需要讲真理。
Share the gospel.
分享福音。
And we ask for the permission.
我们也可以要请他们的许可。
If they say no, we will just go away.
如果他们不答应的话，我们就离开。
But that's what we did when we go tracking, when we go door to door evangelism.
当我们分单张传福音也是这么样。
Then we also knock on Muslim doors.
我们也敲回教徒的门。
Please don't avoid Muslim doors.
你们不应该避开这些。
No, some Muslims are interested to find out the truth.
有些回教徒其实有兴趣知道真理。
Of all you know, you may be well used by God to witness to a Muslim and convert him.
可能神是在利用你去把福音传给这回教徒，让他能够悔改，相信真神。
Although we just have to do it in a Christian way of love.
我们要按着基督徒有爱心的去行。
Now the world become the church of the Antichrist.
这世界就会变成这敌基督的教会。
No, just like the church worship and follows the Lamb.
就好像真的教会崇拜跟随这羔羊。
Now note why the world worship and follows the beast.
我们要看这世界为什么跟随这兽。
They ask this question, the last part of verse 4.
他们在第四节最后一部分问了这个问题。
Who is like unto the beast? Who can make war against him?
谁能比 这手谁能与他交战呢？
Now the beast is worshipped because he has shown his power to the people.
这兽得到崇拜，因为他已经显现他自己的权柄。
Now what kind of power are we thinking about?
他这权柄，这大能，指的是什么呢？
Now if you look at the same chapter at the end.
如果你看同样的，一章，看他最后几节。
Everyone will have the mark of the beast.
所有人都有这兽的印记。
If you want to live in this world, you must have the mark of the beast.
如果你要在这世界生活，你一定需要有这兽的印记。
Because without this mark of the beast, you cannot buy and sell.
因为你没有这印记的话，你不得做买卖。
And so what is the beast doing?
所以这兽是在做什么呢？
Using power for the enslavement of the people.
就是在用他的权柄来控制所有的人。
But it's a very different thing that the Lord Jesus Christ did to us.
这和主耶稣基督对我们的是很
不同的。No, the cross of Calvary is filled with power.
基督在十字架的时候是充满大能的。
What kind of power is that?
可是这权柄这大能是什么呢？
It is a power to save.
是拯救的大能。
Saving us out of darkness into God's marvelous light.
拯救我们脱离黑暗到神的亮光中。
So that we may be brought back to God the Father and receive the forgiveness of our sins.
好，让我们能够回到天父，然后得到罪的赦免。
That's the power.
这是那权柄。
But the power of the beast is all about money.
可是这兽的权柄，这兽的能力就是关于乎钱。
That's why it's very consistent to what Apostle Paul says.
所以跟使徒保罗 说的一样。
The love of money is the root of all evil.
爱惜钱财是所有万恶的根源。
And so do you love money?
所以你爱钱吗？
Are you letting money controlling you?
你是否是让钱控制了你？
Because if money is controlling you, then you will be part of this one world system.
因为如果钱控制了你，你就会参加这世界的一体的制度。
And you cannot do without this one world system.
你就不能够不参加这世界一体制度。
And you will not be faithful to God.
你就不会效忠于神。
You will deny him the moment your life is being threatened.
当你的生命受到威胁的时候，你就会撇弃神。
You will deny him when your iron bowl is taken away.
当你的饭碗保不住了，你就会不承认神。
But will you deny Christ?
你是否会拒绝
基督？What is the price tag that you put on the Lord Jesus Christ?
你给基督给了什么样的代价呢？
Is it at the expense of your life that you will not even want to deny him, whatever happened?
是不是无论发生什么事？就算赔了性命，你都不会，都不会去否认神。
So what a difference between the Lord Jesus Christ and the beast?
所以这基督跟这兽，差别是非常大的。
Now Jesus loved us.
耶稣爱我们。
He never forced us to do anything against our will.
他不会逼迫我们做任何事。
But he will through his word constrain us that we will come before him and we will do it willingly.And lovingly.
可是他会通过他的话语来推动我们，好让我们所做的事都是甘心乐意的。
And let us understand his love for us.
所以我们要明白他对我们的爱。
The power of his love to save us from our sin.
那爱的大能能够拯救我们脱离罪。
Well, as we look at the empty cross.
所以我们看这空的十字架。
As well as the empty grave.
空的坟墓。
It is all about what the Lord Jesus Christ had done for us.
都是讲述主耶稣基督为我们所成就的。
Well, the beast has done nothing for us.
这兽为了我们没有做任何事。
The beast only wants to control us.
这兽只是要来管制我们。
To make us miserable.
让我们痛苦。
To make us worship him no matter what happens.
让我们不论发生什么事都需要拜这兽。
Do you want to follow such a beast?
你要跟从这样的兽吗？
He is the Antichrist.
他是那敌基督。
Or do you want to follow Christ?
还是你要跟从基督？
Well, the Lord Jesus Christ is so meek and lowly.
主耶稣基督是何等的谦卑？
How can we not follow his example?
我们怎么不去跟随他呢？
So let us follow him.
所以我们要跟随他，效仿他的榜样。
Now we know that the goal of the dragon and the beast, they will succeed.
我们知道这龙跟兽的目标，他们会得逞。
They want to divert worship away from God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们要把崇拜转离开主耶稣基督。
Look at verses 7 to 9.
我们看第七到第九节。
And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, And power was given him over all kindred and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life, and of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
又任凭他与圣徒征战，并且得胜，也把权柄赐给他，制服各族、各民、各方、各国，凡住在地上，名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的人，都要拜他。
Now there will be those who will be deceived to follow the Antichrist.
会有那些人被欺骗，然后跟从那敌基督。
And the Antichrist will lead them to worship the devil.
那敌基督会带他们去崇拜这魔鬼。
And these are the ones whose name are not written in the book of life.
这些人他们的名字没有被记载在生命册上。
And these are the ones whom the Lord Jesus Christ had not died for them.
这些人是主耶稣基督没有为他们而死的。
Now what about you?
那你呢？
Are you part of them?
你是在这一群人当中吗？
Will you be deceived by the Antichrist?
你会被敌基督欺骗吗？
Do you know how to discern this one world system what that is building up right now?
你能够分辨这世界的一体制度吗？
Now we look at the world news.
我们看世界的新闻。
Or probably not the news from Singapore.
不是从新加坡的新闻。
You look at the internet.News.
你看网上的新闻。
There are many happenings in the land of Israel.
在以色列国发生了许多事。
Many troubles.
非常多的困难。
Many attacks and many opposition against Israel.
许多攻击和对抗以色列的。
Now we see all these things unfolding before our eyes.
我们眼前看到这些都是一再的发生。
Now all these troubles in the Holy Land.
这些在以色列所发生的困难。
Now it will come to the brim where there will be one who will come to make peace.
会到最终会有一个人会来说能够有和平。
And this one will be one will be admired by the whole world.
这人就会被世界所仰慕。
And even Israel will be brought into it.
甚至以色列也会纳入其中。
He's the Antichrist.
这人就是敌基督。
But as Revelation revealed to us, this peace that he brought about will be broken in due time.
可是启示录已经告诉我们，他所带来这和平，在时间一到的时候就会破灭。
Now, this peace is a false peace.
换句话说，这和平是假的。
Now, why did he want to bring this false peace?
他要把这假的和平带来，为什么呢？
Why? Because we want to win the world.
因为他要赢得全世界。
That's exactly what we are seeing here.
就如我们从这里读到的
How the world wondered at the beast.
这世界都稀奇这兽
They even worship him.
甚至拜这兽
Well, they think that he is the savior.
他们认为他是那救赎主
He is the one who can give us peace.
他是能够带平安和平的
He's using money to buy peace for us.
他是用金钱来换取和平
But will you be deceived by him?
可是你会被欺骗吗
Well, let us not take for granted.
让我们不要当作理所当然
Let us not think that, oh, the devil's trick is now exposed.
让我们不要以为现在我们知道这魔鬼的伎俩。
We will never be tricked by him.
我们就不会被欺骗。
Well, I always tell my children, never say never.
我经常告诉我的孩子，不要从不说从不。
But we must be discerning.
我们要分辨。
We must be on our toes all the time.
我们时时刻刻都要警惕。
That's when we think that we are very strong.Oh, that's where we will fall.
当我们自以为自己很坚强的时候，就是会跌倒的时候。
Let us continue to trust in God.
我们要继续的相信神。
I'll be faithful in obeying God all the way.
信靠神，忠实的来顺服他。
We may not know who is this Antichrist at this point in time.
这个时候我们不知道敌基督是谁。
But what does it matter as long as we remain faithful to God?
可是这不重要，重要的是我们要。忠心于神。
So on one hand, we are in the world.
所以一方面我们在这世界中。
Please do not pack up and then move to Sentosa or even Sentosa also not so remote. Okay, don't have to pack up and go to somewhere where there are nobody.
所以不需要收拾你们的行李到一个没有人的地方。
Well, the Lord knows that we need Him.
主知道我们需要他。
The Lord has given us all power that we need.To survive in this world.
他给我们所有力量，让我们能够在这世界存活。
Because he has given us his power to witness for him.
他给我们力量为他做见证。
to overcome all these spiritual attacks that will come upon us.
克服这些属灵的征战。
Now your life may be taken.
你的生命可能被夺去。
But don't be afraid.
可是不要害怕。
Because your soul is well protected by God.
因为你的灵是受到神的保护的。
God will bring you all the way to where He is.
神会带领你到他那里去。
And He will give you a better body.
他会给你一个更好的身体。
A body that is glorified.
一个荣耀的身体。
And what is this body that we have?
所以我们 现有的身体又如何？
It's a very weak body.
其实是非常软弱的。
Especially when we age.
尤其当我们 年老的时候。
And especially when we have sicknesses.
当我们有病痛的时候。
We realize that this world is not our home.
我们知道这世界不是我们的家。
But one day, God will give us a perfect body that will never fall sick again.
有一天神会给我们这完美的身体，让我们 不再生病。
And much better, the Lord Jesus Christ will be the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords.
主耶稣基督就会是万主之主，万王之王。
He will rule over us.
他会统治我们。
And he will be the best king ever.
他会是所有王中最好的。
And he is our personal Lord.
他是我们个人的救主。
He is personal to us.
他是亲近我们的。
You know how many of us really know personally the president of this country?
我们在座有谁是晓得我们这国家的总统呢？
But we can have access to the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, all because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done.
可是通过主耶稣基督所成就的，我们能够到这万王之王、万主之主。
So salvation is personal.
所以我们知道救恩是个人的。
So are you with God?
所以你是否与神同在呢？
Back to the question again.
回到这起初所问的问题。
Because if you are not with God,Then all this will be useless to you.
如果我们不与神同在，那这些所谈到的都没有意义。
You're all prepared to accept this one world system.
你就会承认接受这世界的一体制。
This one world system is under the rule of the Antichrist.
这世界一体制就会是敌基督所管制的。
And you can be sure there will be a lot of carrots to draw you in.
你可以很肯定有很多诱惑会要吸引你去。
Will you be drawn in?
你会被吸引去吗？
Or will you be discerning?
还是你会能够分辨？
Will you be faithful to God, to the Lord Jesus Christ who has saved you from your sin?
你是否会忠心于主耶稣基督那拯救我们脱离罪的救主？
Dear friend, we need to shine the light of Jesus.
亲爱的朋友们，我们需要把主耶稣基督的亮光显现。
No, we are living in darkness.
我们生活在黑暗中。
No, if your home is filled with unbelievers,
如果你的家充满了非信徒，
That home is in darkness.
那家就是在黑暗中的。
And if you are the only believer, you are the light in the darkness of the home.
所以如果你是那唯一的基督徒，你就是在那黑暗的家中唯一的亮光。
And how bright is this light that is shining at this home?
你这光是能够多亮呢？
And how precious is this light?
这光其实是非常珍贵的。
When you look at the soul around you,
当你看你周遭的灵魂，
They are lost without the Lord.
他们没有主，他们是被遗失的。
They need someone to go and tell them the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们需要有人去告诉他们主耶稣基督。
But who will tell them?
但是谁会告诉他们呢？
That's why in verse 9, he who has ears, let him hear.
所以第九节告诉我们，凡有耳的就应当听。
All of us are given the spiritual hearing.
我们所有人都有这属灵的耳朵能够听。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are able to hear.
当我们相信主耶稣基督的时候，
we are able to hear the still small voice of God speaking to us.
能够听神的话语，神与我们说话。
All these words become personal.
这些神的话语都对我们来说是一个个人亲密的。
It speak to us.
是与我们说话的。
And we have to do something.
而我们需要有反应。
We have to witness for Christ.
我们需要为基督做见证。
Now witness for Christ not just speaking.About Jesus.
做见证不只是讲述主耶稣基督。
We are to live out this light of the gospel.
可是是要活出这真理的亮光。
Because they will read us.
因为他们会读我们的生命。
They will see how we live our life.
他们会看我们如何过我们的生活。
Will we be stumbling block to them?
我们是否会成为他们的绊脚石？
How many Christians have been hypocrites?
多少的基督徒其实是伪君子？
And how many unbelievers have looked upon Christians as hypocrites?
多少的非信徒看着这基督徒都觉得他们是虚伪的。
I don't think we have to add anymore.
我相信我们不需要成为当中的一位。
Let us live out the kind of life that we ought to live for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要活出主耶稣基督要我们活出的那生命。
Shine for Him.
为他做光。
No, what is so difficult to say sorry?
要说对不起有多难呢？
What is so difficult to forgive one another?
要原谅彼此有多难呢？
What is so difficult to forbear with one another?
忍耐彼此有多难呢？
Well, we may all be in one family, familiarity breeds contempt. Why we have to put all this away?
我们可能都在一个家中，所以就看小彼此。可是我们要把这些都
Let us come before God, and let us ask God to help us to have this same mind of humility.
把这些都移开，要来到神面前，都有一个同一的心，都有谦卑的心。
Let the light of the gospel be our focus and purpose of life.
让福音的亮光成为我们生命的焦点。
You know, when we all try to give and minister, there will be some who receive.
当我们一起的来侍奉，一起的来施舍的时候，有人会得到。
Can you imagine this church if this church will all be giving to one another?
如果这教会彼此的都来施舍。
Giving where love is needed.
施舍当爱需，当有人需要爱的时候。
Giving where forgiveness is needed.
当有人需要原谅的时候。
Giving where forbearing is needed.
当有人需要忍受的时候。
Well, this church will be filled with love.
这教会就会充满爱。
The love that is according to the truth.
这爱是按着神的真理的。
Because even when we rebuke sin, we will rebuke sin gently.
所以当我们斥责罪的时候，我们会来温柔的斥责罪。
We will rebuke sin in love.
用爱来斥责罪。
And so may Tabernacle BB Church be that of a church that will be found faithful unto the very end.
所以愿樟木堂会忠心直到最后。
Well, we are just half an hour to the midnight.
再过半小时就到半夜了。
To the countdown of the new year.
就到新的一年。
Well, would there be any regrets?
你是否有任何的后悔呢？
That we will look back in this 2016 with regrets.
你会看这2016年有遗憾。
Now, whatever regrets that you may have,
不论你有什么的遗憾,
it is not the end.
这不是结尾。
God willing, God help us now to start afresh.
神允许神帮助我们能够重新的开始。
To trust in Him once more.
重新的来信靠他。
To have a blessed 2017.
有一个蒙福的2017年。
That we will not want to repeat any mistakes that we have done in 2016.
我们不会重复2016年所犯的错。
So that we may be able to give thanks.
我们能够感谢神。
In everything, we give thanks.
在所有事上都感谢神。
So may God bless you.
愿神赐福。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Blessed be thy holy name.
我们颂赞你的圣名。
We thank thee for thy precious word.
我们为着你宝贵的话语感谢你。
Forgive us of all our sins.
请你原谅我们一切的罪。
And help us to remember how thou hast saved us from our sin.
帮助我们记得你什么帮助我们从罪中拯救我们。
Help us not to be deceived into this one world system.
帮助我们不会被欺骗相信这世界的一体制度。
But to always be discerning.
可是都会有分辨。
And be obedient to thy will.
也会顺从神你的旨意。
We commit all this unto thy loving hand.
我们把一切交托在你慈爱的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.